do farmers benefit from yield estimates? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America. Last week, the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour made its way through the Corn Belt. While the information they gather generates a lot of coffee shop talk, how do farmers actually benefit? Byron Jones is a farmer and landowner in central Illinois. He's a veteran of the Crop Tour. He says an experience like that gives him a hands-on view of what to expect from the U.S. crop.
I was somewhat swayed, in my opinion, by what was at home. But there was one field that was amazing at 190 bushels to the acre south of Springfield. We were quite surprised. It would had above normal kernels per bushel, or I mean size per kernel, so that its number of kernels might be only 75,000 instead of 90. 90 is the average that we look for.
Jones says, looking at the big picture, he is amazed there's even going to be a crop in some areas of the country. Brian Grady is a senior market analyst for Pro Farmer, and he heads up the eastern leg of the tour. He says it isn't just farmers that want to see the Pro Farmer results. Agribusinesses and the markets keep a close eye on them, too.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that attention is very high, and it always is on our crop tour. But this week, especially this year, because of the extreme situation, everybody really wants to know how bad it is out here. So the market is paying close attention. Just kind of looking at it, it's a situation where we don't have enough corn and we don't have enough soybeans. And however much is taken off from the production side of things from here forward just needs to be removed from the demand side of things, because the current carryover projections for both corn and soybeans in the 2012-2013 marketing year are so tight right now that it pretty much demands that they be offset with reductions in use.
So how did the numbers stack up against USDA's August projections? Actually, everything was lower. In corn, Ohio saw an average of 124 bushels an acre, 101 bushels in Indiana, 116 in Illinois, 139 in Iowa, 152 in Minnesota, 138 in Nebraska, and 85 bushels an acre on corn in South Dakota. Taking a look at the soybeans, in Ohio, 40 bushels an acre, 36 in Indiana, 36 in Illinois, an average of 41 in Iowa, 36.5 in Minnesota, 42 bushels for the average in soybeans in Nebraska, and a dismal 28 bushel average in South Dakota. Pro Farmer estimates the 2012 U.S. corn yield at 120.25 bushels per acre, and soybeans with a yield of 34.8 bushels per acre. You can see a day-by-day account on our website, brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News for America.